It's 57 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Yesterday marked the 66th anniversary of an important civil rights march from North Nashville to the Davidson County Courthouse. The original march, led in part by 22-year-old Diane Nash, was a response to the bombing of the home of civil rights attorney Z. Alexander Luby. More than 3,000 protesters marched in silence that day to confront Mayor Ben West. And this weekend, others silently followed in their footsteps. They ended at the same site, which is now a plaza bearing Diane Nash's name. In an archival interview with NBC News, Nash said at the time that the idea to march in silence came to the leaders spontaneously.
And we walked, we held our heads high because we were right. And we knew we were walking for something right. We were really striding toward freedom. It was a wonderful feeling. It was magnificent. We felt unity. We felt power. We felt strength.
Nash's confrontation led the mayor to publicly acknowledge that segregation was immoral. That was a crucial step towards desegregation in Nashville and beyond. This is the fourth year the city has held a commemorative march. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And looking forward at the forecast, sunny skies today with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow, sunny again and even warmer, a high around 80 degrees.